BBC Radio Solent.
Breakfast in Dorset.
With Steve Harris.
Kev, thank you. 20 to 9. If you've ever wondered what our Dorset Live series might look like on paper, then our next guests will be able to tell you. Author Liz Pope from Shaftesbury and photographer Millie Pilkington from the Blackmore Vale have spent the last 3 years scouring the county for characters with interesting stories to share. The result is a book called Great Faces of Dorset, which will be unveiled tonight at St Giles's House, which is home to the Earl of Shaftesbury, who also features in the book. And both Liz and Millie join me in the studio now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I'm not going to take great offence that I'm not featured in a book called Great Faces of Dorset. We'll coast past that. And Millie, this was your idea a good sort of 3 years ago.
Yeah, well, when I moved back to Dorset, I grew up in Somerset. And when I moved back from having been in London for 10 or so years, I was struck immediately by the diversity of people that lived and worked in this county. Mm. And we went to a chicken auction, and there was this fabulous chicken auctioneer who had amazing facial hair, great beard. Sadly, he lived in Somerset, so he didn't feature in the book, but he was actually the inspiration, and I just loved his face and wanted to photograph him. And from that, we went down, travelling around Dorset weekends, and I went to Weymouth and saw these amazing sand sculptures. Yeah. And thought, wow, I can't believe someone creates these works of art and then destroys them and then creates another work of art. So started thinking about doing a book and thought it'd be great to have some stories behind it, and I'm pretty useless at writing.
Well, I think this is what's really nice about it, is because the pictures, the portraits of the people in here are brilliant, and I'll ask you how they were composed in a moment. But they're accompanied by the stories of the people in the pictures and the meetings that you have with them. And Liz, this is where you came in.
This is where I came in. Yeah, it's been great fun, and I must just thank everyone who's appeared in the book, and also lots of people we interviewed who sadly we didn't have room for.
But they looked like they were so game. I tweeted, I hope you don't mind, I took a picture of the photo of Steve Oxford.
Oh, it was great.
And I tweeted it yesterday, and you've got him in a great big sort of mixing bowl covered in bread buns, and people just seem to have been up for doing stuff.
They and really were up for
even
it.
Even Lord Fellows looks like he's game.
Well, it was pouring with rain, and he stood in the river, and he gave us lunch, and we had a really nice day with them. Everyone's been really, really welcoming. You know, you just ring someone up saying we're doing a book, they say, fantastic, what a brilliant idea. And the next minute you're in their house drinking their coffee and having a chat.
Millie, how much hard work were the photos?
Well, some, you know, we only had 5 minutes on. Yeah. Others I took much longer with. The shot of Steve Oxford, actually, I went back to photograph that because when we went to interview him, we hadn't obviously envisaged seeing this amazing mixer.
Yeah. And who knew that they had a mixer that big in bakeries?
Well, I know, exactly. So I took a few snaps of him, you know, the more predictable shots, and I saw the mixer and I said, Steve, come on, we've got to do something fun with this. How about we bake a whole load of loaves, or rather you bake a whole load of loaves, and you get in it. And he thought, fantastic, what a brilliant idea. Mm. So we went back and reshot it. So that shot actually took quite a lot of effort, but he was very game. And well worth it, I hope.
Yeah, and you know, I think you can get a sense of the time that has gone into some of the shots, and you know the diversity as well. I mean, naturally, my eye was drawn to beach volleyball, Zara Dampney,
and Miss Dorset.
Generally, with the shot of Zara, there's a great sense of sort of movement in the picture, and that's sort of natural and becoming in terms of what it is that she does. And similarly, the elite runner, the long distance runner, yeah, at the start of the book as well, a great shot of him sort of backed by rolling Dorset hills.
Actually, a part of my objective whenever I'm photographing is to capture the spirit. Mm. So I don't want to just take a staged shot of someone smiling at the camera. I wanted to get across a little bit of their personality. But also with this, it's all about photographing them where feasible in context. So vocational portraiture. So where possible, for example, going back to Zara Dampney, you know, you had to have her in a bikini on Sandbanks Beach playing volleyball. Yeah. And so where possible, we've photographed them in context to their work. And I think that helps.
Liz, how much of a learning experience was it? Because having kind of set off on this book with a bearded chicken auctioneer from Somerset. And, you know, if you were going to be cliched about what Dorset is from an outside point of view, you might have a notion of it being a bit like that. But then travelling around the county and meeting elite runners and beach volleyball players, a chimney sweep who's the son of a black American GI, you know, presumably you come away from this with a sense of a genuinely diverse and fascinating county. Not wanting to put words in your mouth.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. You have put it so well there. It is a diverse county, and it's amazing that people can live down here and do what they really love and what they're really passionate about. Mm. And earn a living from it.
And,
so.
And how edited is this book? I think 90 stories in there, about 150 pages. Are there many who didn't make the cut?
I just think there are probably about 20 who sadly we couldn't include. But we could have got on and on and on.
Volume two.
Well, volume two. Or actually Great Face of Somerset is top of the list.
Forget about Somerset. What have they got? They've only got bearded chicken farmers. That's it. That's it for
cider.
Them. And cider. Yeah, there's that too. I liked it as well because there's sort of plenty of familiar faces to us in there, for people who've been on the show. Steve Donaldson, who's a real tennis coach at Walditch.
Ben,
sorry,
yeah.
Steve is his uncle, who's my coach at Camford School now. But so I went down to Walditch and met them and tried it for the radio and enjoyed it so much that I now play regularly.
Oh, no.
So it was nice to see him profiled properly. I took a little sort of smartphone snap, which I tweeted after doing that. And then there's a lovely shot of him in there. And Joy Michaud as well, who we touched on earlier on, who grows chilies and grows a Dorset Naga. So it's, you know, it's great and it's current, and I recommend that everybody buys it as a Christmas present. Can I say that kind of stuff?
Yes,
on the BBC?
Of course you can.
It's launched tonight at what I called Nick's gaff earlier on the other show.
Small pad.
Yeah, exactly. That's nice.
We'd like to actually, on that note, thank Nick very much for hosting the launch there, and also like to thank David from Dovecote Press, who took us on board and has helped us make the book what it is, we hope.
And what are the plans in terms of distribution? Do you have a sense of where and how people would be able to pick it up?
Well, you can buy it in Waterstones in Dorchester, most independent bookshops in Dorset, online from dovecotepress.com.
Don't whisper in the studio. There's microphones.
The
Say
present
out loud,
finder
Millie.
In Sherburn.
Right, OK.
Where else can you buy it?
Dovecote Press.
Dovecote Press.
Okay. And just finally, we have to talk about this chap on the front page, who I guess is probably the closest thing to the bearded Somerset chicken farmer, sorry, chicken auctioneer who inspired the book. Who is this fella?
This fellow is Ivor Charles, and he is a retired fisherman living in Dorset in Weymouth. And he's also a film star.
Mm.
And that's rather what's so wonderful and unique about it. He's got the most magical twinkle and he's a real personality, and was a real honour to meet him.
Lovely to see you both. We're going to take some pictures in the studio. Yes, Liz, you got your finger.
Can
up.
I just say one more thing, which is a big
is
get well
thank
soon.
You? Okay.
Get well soon to Ted Ingram, who's in our book. He's 94 and he's really not very well.
Which one is Ted?
He's the postboy.
Right.
So get well soon and,
who holds the Guinness Book of Records for
the longest-serving
postman. Yeah, okay. Liz Pope and Millie Pilkington, the two people behind The Great Faces of Dorset, which is being launched this evening. Lovely to see you both. Thanks for coming in.